Two stars that both exploded, a contagious fish cancer, and the limits of market consensus. Astronomers have confirmed the first binary star system in which both stars went supernova. Both members of a stellar pair independently reached the end of their lives and exploded, rather than one stripping mass from the other and preventing its collapse. The evidence comes from the Jellyfish Nebula, a supernova remnant in the constellation Gemini, which appears linked to a nearby remnant in a way consistent with two companion stars each detonating. In the entire history of observational astronomy, no such system had previously been confirmed. The discovery provides a new data point for modeling binary stellar evolution at extreme masses and carries implications for understanding neutron star formation and gravitational wave sources. In a Vermont lake, researchers have identified the first contagious cancer in fish. The affected species is the brown bullhead catfish. The cancer type is transmissible melanoma. It is only the fourth contagious cancer ever confirmed across the animal kingdom, the others being devil facial tumor disease in Tasmanian devils, canine transmissible venereal tumor in dogs, and a leukemia-like cancer in soft shell clams. The discovery raises questions about how transmissible cancers evolve and whether the mechanisms differ between aquatic and terrestrial species. In sports, Charlie Woods was eliminated from the U.S. junior amateur in a Wednesday playoff. The youngest Woods has navigated media scrutiny more typically directed at professional major championships. The U.S. junior amateur remains one of the most competitive junior events in the world, and his presence in the field is notable regardless of the outcome. On the ESPN front, J.J. Watt's on-air joke to Pat McAfee, "Is everybody fired to pay you?" went viral and crystallized a genuine internal tension. McAfee is reportedly in contract negotiations that could pay him over $60 million per year, while the network has simultaneously let go of prominent voices including Ryan Clark and Carl Ravitch. Bloomberg is reporting on the growing phenomenon of chatfishing, dating app users outsourcing their conversations to AI tools like ChatGPT and Claude, with the AI writing messages, responding to matches, and effectively conducting the early stages of courtship on their behalf. The practice has produced cases in which people who developed what felt like genuine chemistry through weeks of messaging met in person and found a significant gap between the witty, insightful correspondent they had been texting and the person in front of them. The day's "what if we're wrong" stress test challenged the confident claim that Alphabet's and Tesla's falling after-hours prices represent rational market skepticism about AI's near-term return on investment. The counterargument, Amazon's cloud spending from 2006 to 2012, looked like a money pit until AWS became the company's most profitable division. If the current AI infrastructure leaders are building cumulative learning advantages that later entrants genuinely cannot overcome, the spending is a moat rather than waste. Three specific signals were identified as worth tracking: Google's revenue per search query over the next two earnings reports, whether enterprise AI software pricing holds without forced discounts, and the duration of power contracts being signed by utility companies supplying AI data centers. Each a more granular indicator than any single earnings headline.